Unit 11. So-called white-collar crimes may not be violent, but they can still ruin lives by robbing people of their life savings. So-called white-collar crimes may not be violent, but they can still ruin lives by robbing people of their life savings. The term covers many crimes, such as bank fraud, bribery, identity theft, and credit card fraud. The term covers many crimes, such as bank fraud, bribery, identity theft, and credit card fraud. What they didn't know is the person who sent the fax had previously bought shares of the stock at a low price. What they didn't know is the person who sent the fax had previously bought shares of the stock at a low price. When fraud is carried out at the corporate level, the effect can be even more severe. When fraud is carried out at the corporate level, the effect can be even more severe. It resulted in the company's bankruptcy in 2001, along with the financial ruin of thousands of employees and investors. It resulted in the company's bankruptcy in 2001, along with the financial ruin of thousands of employees and investors. Who is responsible for white-collar crimes? Who is responsible for white-collar crimes? Many crimes are committed by company executives. Many crimes are committed by company executives. The good news is, as criminals become more sophisticated, so do law enforcement agencies. The good news is, as criminals become more sophisticated, so do law enforcement agencies. Still, white-collar crime continues to rise, with annual losses in the USA alone estimated at $300 billion. Still, white-collar crime continues to rise, with annual losses in the USA alone estimated at $300 billion. Also, be wary of get-rich-quick schemes. Also, be wary of get-rich-quick schemes.